Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're tackling a source that's less like a neat map and more like, well, maybe a whirlwind.
Yeah, that sounds about right. We're diving into just a snapshot, really, of a single online forum thread. It's a HSG Homestuck general thread.
Right. And what you've shared with us, it isn't, you know, a polished article or anything.
No, not at all. It's basically an excerpt of a live, kind of chaotic conversation. It's happening across loads of posts, and it's just packed with images, videos, audio files, links, all sorts.
It looks messy, really fast moving, and definitely loaded with insider language.
Totally. So our mission, right, armed only with this pile of posts you gave us, is to kind of navigate this digital storm.
Yeah, we're going to try and pull out the interesting bits, figure out the key themes that kind of bubble up from all the noise.
I just try to get a sense of the, you know, the unique language and the feel of this community, but purely based on what's actually in these posts.
Exactly. Like digging into a specific moment in this corner of the internet.
Right. We'll look for the patterns, the words they use, understanding only through what we've got right here. We're not bringing in like outside dictionaries or anything, just the source material.
OK, let's unpack this thread then. I mean, just the format itself tells you something, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a numbered thread.
Yeah.
Right. And you see replies linking back to specific posts using that and then the post number notation.
Yeah. 132882, whatever.
Exactly. And that creates this kind of web. You know, the conversation isn't really linear at all.
Right. Someone might reply to something way back up the thread.
Yeah, dozens of posts back sometimes. So following one specific thought can be kind of tricky, but it also means they can shift topics like that.
Mm-hmm. Super fast. And the sheer amount of different media they're sharing is kind of wild.
It really is. You see everything. Images, videos, GIFs, audio files, tons of links.
And they're sending each other to like the big platforms, YouTube, Spotify.
Sure. But also to much more niche places, specific image boards, alternative video sites like VidlyEye, community hubs like olcow.farm.
.dangeroo.us, netterchan.net, all those listed in the source.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
Man.
And this web of links, it isn't just random noise.
Mm.
It kind of gives you a window into how information and like memes and shared interests just collide and spread in these spaces.
Shows how interconnected their online world is across lots of different sites.
Definitely. And then there's the language itself.
Wow. Yeah, it's almost like a secret code sometimes. You see these terms popping up constantly. They seem pretty unique to this thread, or at least used in very specific ways here.
Oh, yeah. Like FewArk and SMurf.
Right. Those are everywhere.
They really are. They seem to function mostly as, like, exclamations. Or maybe intensifiers.
Yeah, like, and you work in ass, or... That bit about smurfing should be smurfing, though.
Exactly. Based on how they're used in the posts, they seem almost interchangeable sometimes. It feels more about expressing, you know, strong emotion or emphasis than having a specific literal meaning.
Okay. And what about DIP? That one seemed to really spark some debate.
It does seem to be a real flashpoint, yeah. It pops up when they're discussing controversial content, especially how they interpret stuff in games or art.
Like the Deltarune thing?
Yeah, exactly. The posts show them arguing about whether removing that rose was or wasn't DIP. And what's really interesting, kind of meta, is the thread actually mentions us, the Deep Dive podcast, talking about this term.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Claims the podcast gave advice or endorsed viewpoints, and there's even an accusation about endorsing Hitler related to it.
Wow. Okay, so just to be crystal clear for everyone listening, we're just reporting what's in the thread. This is them talking about how others, including apparently us, talk about their topics.
Precisely. It's fascinating how they turn their gaze outwards like that. We also see other terms used in direct address, like unruh.
Yeah, I saw that. UVville accept the Magiko and how does it affect you in?
Right. And another one, yasashihito.
Oh, yeah. In that greeting, smell tapoon, my delightful heralds in flight. That was unique.
And the source itself actually gives a translation for that specific use. It says, kind person, shitting girl.
Okay. Well, that certainly underlines how even seemingly normal phrases can get twisted into these very specific, maybe jokey or ironic community meanings.
Definitely. It builds this really rich, kind of layered in-group feeling.
Yeah.
And while we see loads of other unique terms, biznasty, soylineal, women, VGH, all that stuff.
We probably can't list every single one.
No way. But just seeing them shows how this community builds its own shorthand, right? Helps them talk fast and kind of reinforces who's in.
Makes sense. It's like a living language.
Exactly. And another thing that keeps popping up is that phrase, Rose Lalonde.
Oh, yeah. Multiple times. What's that about?
Well, without any outside context, which is all we have, it just seems to act like a trigger. Or maybe a reference point. Probably some kind of inside joke that really lands with the group.
Gotcha. And we also see glimpses of, like, community activities beyond just chatting, right? Like those status updates.
Yeah, the 1750 count or that penis status post.
Right. It hints at maybe ongoing polls or projects or just running gags that they track publicly right there in the thread.
Yeah, it shows there's this level of, like, persistent interaction and shared stuff going on beyond just the topic of the moment.
Okay, so we've kind of dug into the specific language and the structure holding this community together. Let's dive into the stuff they're actually talking about. The games, the media, the pop culture.
Yeah, this is where those rapid shifts get really noticeable. Like, reactions to game content are huge. For instance, that Deltarune Chapter 4 update, the one removing a rose.
That seemed like a small change, but wow, it sparked a lot of talk.
It really did. All sorts of interpretations. Was it supposed to mean deflowering? A loss of innocence? Was it DIE? Was it about loss of autonomy?
And they get pretty sharp about the creator's intent, too. I saw one post just dismiss it as, like, kindergarten-level ethics.
Oof. Yeah, that critical eye pops up elsewhere, too. Like, game mechanics. There's that whole debate about death in a game called Epic Universe.
Oh, right. He didn't scream, so who's to say? Like, what are the rules of death in that world?
Exactly. It shows they're not just, you know, passively playing. They're actually analyzing the systems underneath.
And the range of games they mention is huge. You've got, well, obviously Homestuck-related stuff, but then specific indie games, RPG Maker games.
Yeah, like Black Souls, Smeltapoon, Grey Garden, a real mix of maybe well-known stuff and more niche titles.
And one post calls a game a mid-10s fake weird RPG.
Right, which is itself another bit of their shorthand. It describes a whole genre or style they clearly engage with.
And they jump from talking about, like, Vriska, who I guess is a Homestuck character, to Panini from Chowder or Snow White.
Or Majiko or Toad or characters from something called Sick World, like Claudia and the Scientist,
yeah.
Ouija Chronicles, Astrobot. It's all over the place.
And they critique game design trends, too, right? There was a discussion comparing a combat system where you don't actually cull opponents.
Yeah, comparing it to Pokemon fainting. The implication seems to be it lacks consequence. Or maybe it's just not innovative enough for them.
And the media criticism gets pretty personal sometimes. Toby Fox, they sometimes call him Fobby Talks.
Yeah, seems like it. He gets critiqued for design choices, his music, not a single remarkable song, one post says, and definitely that rose removal.
And they compare him to Andrew Hussey's Path, which is clearly a big reference point for this community.
Definitely. Sinfest comics also come up. They talk about it being kind of foundational.
Like nostalgia for the older strip.
Yeah, but contrasted with disappointment about where it's gone now. Mm. It's another little window into their shared history and what they value.
We also see quick mentions of other stuff. Watchmen Lane, just confirming they pull from a really wide range of culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're clearly taking in a ton of media and then processing it together in this thread.
It's obvious they engage really deeply and critically with the media they consume. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Another topic that gets a surprising amount of detailed discussion is music, specifically metal.
Oh, yeah. The detail here is pretty striking. We're not just saying metal. They're talking gore grind, metalcore versus grindcore, doom metal, gothic metal, atmospheric black metal, industrial thrash.
They really know their subgenres. That description of gore grind, synthesizing death metal growls with black metal shrieks, that's specific.
Very. And they seem to judge bands and albums based on their own criteria. You know, stuff mentioned right there, the thread composition, mixing, clarity, or just cool sounds.
You know, Nathrock comes up as a reference point.
Right. But then bands that algorithms might label similar artists don't always cut it. Like that comment about slightly interesting metalcore is always just going to be just that. Kind of dismissive.
Yeah, a bit harsh maybe. But they seem to have a sense of humor about it too. That Slam Plus Bluegrass album discussion.
Oh yeah, they call it a joke album. Straight up. Chug, chug, chug with banjos. It's pretty bad and funny. So they can appreciate the absurdity, even within this really intense focus on genre specifics.
And this passion for their preferred genres definitely contrasts with frustration over stuff they don't like.
Totally. Like getting algorithmic recommendations they hate. Why do I keep getting recommended this F.U.R. King album? Or annoyance at hearing stuff like Boomer Karaoke.
Which they call stupid F.U.R. King bullshit. Okay.
It really highlights how important this shared musical taste is to their community identity, right? It's a space to share and dissect music that's maybe way outside the mainstream.
And they even get into the practical side, like music storage versus streaming.
Yeah, preferring older methods sometimes because they worry about obscure tracks vanishing from Spotify or YouTube Music.
That's actually a pretty valid concern for new genres. It's fascinating how specific and passionate their tastes are across all these different kinds of media.
It really is.
Yeah.
And beyond the games and music, the thread also touches on, like, broader cultural trends and internet stuff.
Yeah, there's that comment about internet platforms changing, like the observation that Twitter really did just become V.
Which tells you something about how they perceive the shift in content or users on major platforms, comparing it to a specific image board culture.
They also talk about AI, like GPT.
Yeah, noting its limits, especially for getting actual critical feedback. GPT is so awkward, man. It's only useful for dumping your own notes into it, one post says. But they seem to find some specific uses for it, too.
Okay. Now, this next part of the thread, it includes commentary on social and political topics. And again, just to reiterate, we're strictly reporting what's in the source material you provided. We aren't endorsing any of these viewpoints ourselves.
Absolutely. It's crucial to state that. So within the thread, you see discussions using terms like soylineal and critiques aimed at specific behaviors. There are also some pretty broad generalizations made about women.
Right, including views on how they supposedly interpret art or their desires or behavior. Again, just reporting what's written there.
Exactly. And political commentary pops up, too, like mentions of attacks on China by the developer of Notepad++ dev is so libbed out, is the quote.
And interpretations of political leanings, even comparing things like wokeness to Christian piety.
Right. These are all viewpoints being expressed by participants within the thread as part of the conversation happening there.
Gotcha. And mixed in with all that, there are these surprisingly personal posts, aren't there?
Yeah, woven right in. People talking about, like, withdrawal, BPD,
yeah.
Feeling depressed, feeling awkward.
Even mentioning specific living situations, basements, shipping containers, bunkers.
It adds this unexpected layer of maybe vulnerability. Right alongside the chaos of the arguments.
And then, just to really hammer home how eclectic it all is, someone posts that classic logic puzzle, the one about the two doors and the two guards.
Huh, yeah, right. It just shows the conversation can suddenly veer off into something completely different, purely intellectual or just random.
It really is like a microcosm of online interaction, isn't it?
Totally. The super niche smashing right into broad cultural stuff.
Yeah.
Deep analysis next to inside jokes, and then these personal reflections underneath it all.
Wow. Okay, we've really journeyed through an incredibly diverse kind of tangled landscape of topics, and all from just this one snapshot of an online thread.
Yeah, it's a pretty vivid picture of how a niche online community like this operates. You know, they've clearly built their own language.
Mm-hmm.
They share this deep, specific pool of references across games, music, culture.
Yeah.
And they react with, well, a lot of passion and often pretty unfiltered opinions to the world around them.
All happening in this super fast-paced, non-linear digital space.
Exactly. And it's worth saying again, right? Mm-hmm. This whole deep dive was strictly focused on the source material you gave us. We didn't bring in any outside info about Homestuck or DI App or Sinfest or anything else.
Right. Nope, just what was in those posts, which gives us this unique kind of constrained view of this specific conversation at that specific time.
So I guess the question it leaves you with is, well, given how chaotic and wide-ranging and frankly deeply personalized this conversation is, what does it tell us? What does this show us about how these kinds of niche online communities actually navigate and process the just overwhelming flood of information and culture they deal with every day? And maybe how does that whole process end up shaping who they are as a group?